Welcome to Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is the business edition of our successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I'm Allison Kay. I'm a 30-year health and fitness veteran turned business strategist and retreat master. And every Thursday, we're talking about what it takes to create client experiences that actually matter. Because here's what I've noticed. Client experiences have become impersonal, transactional, digital only, and frankly, boring. There, I said it. But the truth is, a client experience is so much more than a transaction. It's about what goes into creating transformation, the strategy behind it, the intentionality, and the human connection. And that's what we're exploring on this show. Whether you're building retreats, hosting events, creating high-touch programs, or reimagining how you serve your clients, this is where we talk about how business owners can create different experiences within their businesses. Experiences that don't just serve clients, they transform them. So if you're ready to go beyond the same old automated funnels and cookie cutter approaches, you're in the right place. Let's dive in and get into the show. Hey everybody, it's Allison Katzkowski. Thanks for joining me again today for Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is the business edition of our Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And today I am diving into a special three-part mini-series that we're going to be releasing all through the month of July. Today is July the 2nd, so it's the first Thursday of July. It's, let that sink in, right? In my mind, July, this time of year, the first week of July is like the midpoint of the summer. And I know technically when you look at the calendar, it's not, but in my brain, that's what I'm thinking. And that's just hard for me to wrap my head around because it seems like summer just started. But if you're listening today, I hope your summer is going well. And what I want to do over this three-part mini-series, this is something that I'm finding more and more to be the case. The more people that I talk with, the more people that we're working with inside Luxury and Business Retreats and our retreat membership, the Retreat Profit Society, and as well as in our own membership over at the Allison K Agency, the 360 Club. Anytime a business, whether you're a coach, whether you have a brick and mortar, whether you do a hybrid model where you combine the in-person and the online, is when you're designing offers or thinking about something unique to sell, I see this so much, it's not even funny, is that people jump right to what it is. And they don't talk about what the promise is, what people can expect to get. So, and because we do so much of this in our private work between our retreat work and the private work that we do with our clients, I thought it might be really cool to do a three-part mini-series through July on this very subject. And here's what we're calling it, stop selling the engine. So think about that for a minute. When was the last time you went to buy a car? And look, if you're like me, maybe it's once in several years because neither my husband nor I, we don't buy new cars. We don't buy cars often. We drive them till they fall apart. So that might not be the best example for me. But if you think about it, when you go buy a car, what are you really buying? You're buying the experience that you're going to get when you get home with it. The person that you are when you drive the car, right? The experience that you have in the car, right? But yet so many people, when they go buy cars, they buy cars based on features, right? That's why I decided to call this episode, Stop Selling the Engine, Start Selling the Transformation, the result, right? The ride that you get in the car afterward, okay? So today we're going to dive in with part one and we're going to talk about the problem, okay? Then in 2 weeks, when we drop part two, it's going to be about, you know, the application. Like, how do we share what I'm going to share with you today? And I'm going to give you some things to chew on and think about. So when we come back for part two, it's going to be about how do we apply these things? Okay. And I'm going to give you some real life examples. And then in part three, we're going to dedicate that exactly to how you use that for a retreat promise. Okay. So this is going to be a really, really good mini series. If you're into retreats, events, if you have a hybrid business model, I really don't care what industry you're in. This type of stuff never really goes out of style. And yet so many business coaches and strategists just skip right over it. It's one of the things that I think we do really well here. And one of the things I'm really proud of. And one of the things that I really want to emphasize for all of you listening is that no matter where you are in your business, whether you're just starting out, whether you're experienced, whether you're, you know, way down the road and you're scaling and you're looking at like other big time decisions, this is always a good practice to return to. Okay. And that's why I think that this three-part mini-series is really good for summertime. It's a really good time to kind of take a look at these concepts within your own business And hopefully you'll walk away with some real gold that you can actually like implement right away. So what I want to do today, like I said, is talk about the problem. Why is it that for some coaches and business owners, marketing feels like a chore, right? Your marketing feels hard oftentimes because you're not really selling a promise. It feels like you're putting something out there and you're selling it up against the hundreds of other people that are in your industry doing very similar things, right? So what I want to get into today is sort of, you know, the behind the scenes. I want to pull the curtain back. I want to dive into the problem. I want to kind of dissect it for you and take it apart into pieces and kind of give you some things to think about. Because I think, like I said, no matter where you are in your business, this is always work that you want to be looking at. Okay. Doesn't matter how experienced you are. A lot of people think, well, I'm experienced. I don't need to do that. That's for brand new people. You'd be surprised how many people we work with that are pretty far along in their business, but their promise is all over the place. And they wonder why their revenue is up and down and why it feels like some seasons it's really hard to get clients. It's really hard to sign new clients, right? And a lot of this is the promise and what I call the red line that runs in your whole business, the through line, okay? So what I want to talk about today is just that. The goal of today's episode is to not really talk strategy, okay? And not really visibility, but I want to get at what the real issue is, which is the clarity problem that exists at the level of your promise when it's not clear, no pun intended, right? When you don't exactly know what you're selling and you can get really granular about it, okay? So think about the engine, like I just talked about with the car, and I'm a big analogy person. If you know me, you know that I use analogies a lot. So think about it from the perspective of when you go buy a car, okay? You're not really buying the engine in the car. You're buying the experience on the road trip, okay? So that's kind of the visual that I want you to keep in mind. Stop selling the engine, start selling the road trip. That's kind of like going to be the focus of the next three episodes within this mini series. So I want you to kind of think of that as a visual. So here's what I want you to think about, and maybe you can relate to this. I know when I first went online, I'll be perfectly honest, this was something that we struggled with because we were used to showing up one way for our clients, and that was in person. That's how I built my two successful studios that I owned for close to 20 years. It was 100% in person. I mean, we dabbled a little bit online. We would do Facebook groups. We had a Facebook page. We do a little bit of Instagram, all of that, but nothing really substantial, nothing to really generate real revenue, nothing to where we are today, where we operate a pretty good chunk of our business using the online space. So if you think about that, think about anytime you want to do something new in your business, anytime you want to create a new offer, anytime you're thinking of putting that retreat out or that event or a summit or some type of in-person experience, or maybe it's something completely different. Maybe you're getting into products. Maybe you're adding like retail. You know, it can be any number of things. It doesn't have to be just limited to one lane, okay? So I want you to think for a minute about the last time that you did this in your business. And I want you to think about how you felt when you tried to sit down to sketch out your marketing campaign. Did it feel like you were sitting there thinking, what am I going to talk about? I can talk about the fact that you get 10 workouts or 10 classes or unlimited access to the gym or 30% discount on your favorite protein shake or your favorite supplement or whatever, right? But that's not really selling anything, remember. That's what I call selling features, okay? So when was the last time that you sat down to really map out marketing around a real promise and an outcome for someone? And did it feel like no matter how hard you thought, it was really tough to come up with the words and really tough to really say, you know what? I don't really know what the hell I'm going to talk about here. And if I don't know and it's not clear to me, how can I expect it to be clear for people that I'm going to be selling it to, right? So I want you to think about that, okay? Most of the time in business, most successful businesses today have more than just one offer. Now, I know there are probably a lot of you listening out there who will push back and say, no, we have one offer and that's what we're known for. Totally get that. I'm not making anybody wrong here. But the reality is in 2026 and into the future, it's really dangerous and short-sighted to be putting your whole business on one offer, okay? You need multiple ways to work with people. Or sometimes the analogy I like to use is you want multiple doors and entering into your house. Think about that for a minute. If you only have one door to get into your house where you live, and maybe some of you do, if you're in an apartment or you're in a small house or whatever, maybe there is just one door. But think about that for a minute. Most homes have windows. Most homes have at least two doors. Some homes have more than that, right? And so what you want to think about is, How limiting is that when there's one way to get in? Okay. When there's one way to get into your house or one way to get into your business, think about how limiting that is. It's the same thing when we talk about cars and engines. If you're just focusing on the engine and how fast it can go, or all the features that it has, or how quick it picks up, or how fast it recovers, or the fact that you don't need to service it but so many miles, the fact that it gets great gas mileage, okay? I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. I do think that that's important to talk about. But when you think about it, that's not really what people are buying. People want to know that they're going to have a pleasant experience on the road, that their car is going to be comfortable, that it's going to perform the way that they want, that they're going to be able to get to point A to point B with no problem, that they're going to be able to take it out on a road trip with their family or friends or loved ones and have a really good time and make memories, right? So when you're selling the engine and not the road trip, people are left with this feeling like, well, I don't really know what I'm getting. That's all nice, right? That's all great. Those are great features. I think it would come in handy at some point. But none of that is really enough to really move people and get them to make a decision across the board, okay? So I want you to think about for a minute. That's what I'm talking about with this car analogy. You're not selling the engine. You're selling the road trip and the experience. So in a business, if you only have one offer, like say it's a group coaching program, say it's private coaching, maybe all you do is retreats, or maybe all you'd have is a membership. There will come a time, and maybe it's happening right now for you, there will come a time when that just doesn't really work anymore, that not the majority of people that you talk to may not be interested in that. And I don't care how good your monthly recurring revenue is. I don't care how amazing you are, or if you're like the front runner in your space. Obviously, if you're listening to this show, you are a successful business owner. And odds are you've probably been in the game a while, and maybe you've gone through a few innovations and changes of your own. Okay. But the reality is this, is that you need more than one way to work with people. Okay. So when you just limit yourself, you're not only limiting the number of the people that you can help, but you're limiting the potential for your own business. And you're really not looking at your business through the lens of where you want to be in a year from now or 5 years from now or whatever. So offers are really important to think about, but we want to make sure that it lines up with what your promise is. So if you're selling cars, you'll notice this a lot with car dealerships now. This didn't used to be the case, but you'll notice this with cars is that they're not just selling you the car. They're selling you servicing. They're selling you a warranty. They're selling you, you know, unlimited ways that they can work with you, right? A lot of car dealerships now have like leasing options. They have like short-term ownership options. Even car rental companies are doing this now. Like we have preferred status with Avis because that's usually who we use. And I got an email this morning in my inbox from Avis saying that I could take, because of my status, I could take a nice discount off of my next car purchase. Think about that for a minute. That's an example of a company selling the experience. They're selling, they're being true to their promise. Okay, you know, if you know the car rental business, you know that Avis is typically number two behind Hertz, which has usually been number one. And for a long time, even when I was growing up, I can remember this, Avis's motto was, we're number two, but we try harder. Now think about that for a minute. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition
to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Celevate.com, which is CELLEV8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Now, when you look at what their promise is now, when they promise you access, security, safety, and that good feeling that you get on the road, everything that they're doing is in line with that promise, right? So think about that for a minute, okay? And two, here's the thing, is that if we're not really clear on our promise, we feel like we're just throwing spaghetti against the wall. I'm just going to put this out and see if people buy it. I'm just going to put this out and see if it resonates with people. And look, sometimes I do that with content. I'm like, you know, I got an idea. I want to see if this really resonates with people. That doesn't mean that I'm not clear on my promise. Okay. That doesn't mean that I'm just selling something randomly just to see if people will buy. And unfortunately, I see this a lot in the coaching industry. I see this a lot from people that I've known for a long time. People that claim to be super successful, but yet behind the scenes, it's this constant changing, reinventing, putting something different out there. It's sort of like I'm sitting back with my popcorn saying, okay, what's the offer going to be this month? What's the offer going to be next month? You don't want people to start looking at you like that and thinking about your business like that. What am I going to get now? Right? And unfortunately, and this may not be welcome news to some of you listening, but this work takes time. You have to be surgical about it. You have to be willing to look at it from the 50,000 square foot view for a period of time until you have some data to look at. You cannot make changes often because then you don't really know what's working and what's not working. Okay. So if you're putting things out and you feel like you're shouting into the void and you're like, hey, I'm wondering if anybody even saw that because I put a post up and I thought it was great and I got crickets. Okay. So if that's how you're feeling, my bet is we probably have to look at your promise. We probably just need to take, sometimes it's just a slight adjustment. Sometimes it's a complete overhaul. Okay. And then the last feeling that kind of goes with this, and I'm just trying to describe the problem here because I want you to understand that this isn't just limited to one industry or a couple of industries, that this is good to know no matter what business you're in or what industry you're in. Sometimes when your promise isn't tight or clear, and you're selling the engine and not the road trip or the experience, right? You're going to start attracting the wrong kinds of clients, the clients that want handholding all the time. And look, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you do in your business, great. But I know a lot of you listening to the show, that's not what you want to attract. Well, you want to attract yes buyers, people that are ready to invest, people that are ready to show up and do the work, people that are ready to do what it takes to be successful, right? Action takers, not just people who talk a good game and then every single week they're confused about what they're offering or who they're selling it to, right? When your promise is clear, you're going to be attracting the right kinds of people and you'll know it by the conversations that you're having. And I would really encourage you to listen to what people are saying to you about what they either A, like about what you do, what attracted your offer to them, right? And their reasons for wanting to work with you. Okay. I'm very strategic and careful when I have conversations with people, especially when they're connect calls or discovery calls. And I pay very close attention to what people say about what attracted them to me. And most of the time it's messaging, it's promise, it's you gave me something to think about that I hadn't thought about before. It's all of that. And that's something that we do very well. Okay. And I know that because when people come to a call with me, that's exactly what they say to me in one way, shape, or form. Okay. So I want you to pay attention to the kinds of people that you're attracting. If you're not attracting the right kinds of people for what you're doing and for where you are in your business, it might be time to really look at your promise, okay? So those are what I call four symptoms of the problem. The sitting down and thinking, what the hell am I going to talk about? Describing all the features and you find that it's easy for you to do that, but you're not really talking about the result, okay? You kind of wonder if anybody's even seeing or responding to what you're saying, right? And finally, you're not really attracting the best fit people. Okay. These are probably four symptoms. If any of this is happening to you, then obviously we need to look at your promise and your through line. That's a fact. I can promise that. Okay. So if any of this sounds like you, what I'm going to do now is try to give you a real diagnosis. I know I pretty much just said, here's what the problem is, but I'm going to get a little bit more granular for you. Okay. The promise is one specific result that you get, one specific result. not five results, not six results, not on plan A, we do this, plan B, we do this, or in the summertime, we do this, but in the wintertime, we do this. It's not that. Your promise is one result, one, and it's existent in everything that you offer in your business, everything. All right. So most coaches, though, and business owners are really good at describing their process. I had a call with someone last week, and all we talked about was her framework. Well, we offer this, and we offer that, and then you do this, and then you do that. And it was a gal who's, bless her heart, trying to do a three-day retreat. And it's just all over the place with her promise. And look, we've all been there. It all happens, right? But if you can't dial in and talk about what your people want, then people are not going to buy. Okay. I always say, I know you've heard me say this 100 times, and I'll probably say it a lot more. There are always two reasons why people don't buy. I don't care what you're selling. It always comes down to two things. Number one, they don't know what they're getting. They don't know the value. Okay. That's when you get questions like, I can't afford it. I don't have time, whatever. People don't understand value when they're doing that. And if they're not sure what they're getting, they're not going to buy. Number two, they don't believe they can get the result. Okay. And this goes back to, this is really more of an internal belief that your customer has or your client has, right? And so we have to remember that our marketing and our promise has to speak to what they want, not what they're getting. What do they want? What do they want now that they don't have? What will they get with you when they work with you that they don't have now? That's what your marketing should be talking to. Okay. So your promise is that it is not your process. Very few people can describe their promise in one clear sentence. That's your first assignment if you're listening to this today. What is your promise or your result that you offer, and can you summarize it in one clean sentence? Start there. It doesn't matter what you do, start there. All right? Here's another thing that you can use with your work. Does it pass the dinner party test? Think about that for a minute. How many times are you at a cocktail hour or a business after hours or a networking event or some kind of in-person something somewhere? And this question always comes up. It's after the, hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm from North Carolina. I'm Allison, I'm from North Carolina. What do you do? And I say, I'm a business coach. I usually say I'm a hybrid coach and I help my clients blend in-person and online using retreats to help maximize their revenue. Okay. That's kind of a very general promise, but that's a lot of what we do. Okay. So if you can keep your promise in one clean sentence, you don't want to be talking about it for like, well, we do this and then we do this. And most of my people think this, and people don't care about any of that. They don't. They really don't. They just want to know, what do you do? What's the result that you get? So when someone asks you, what do? Don't just talk about what you do. Talk about the result that you get people. Okay. So if you haven't done that in a while, that's always a good place to look too. Okay. And then finally, this is not an issue of being creative. Okay. I've actually had a lot of back and forth with some of my clients about this. Well, I'm kind of tired of saying it that way. I want to be more creative. I'm like, people don't care about that. Okay. People don't care about that. I get it. If you want to come up, challenge yourself with some different ways to say your result, that's fine, but you don't have to be more creative. Be more clear. If you can challenge yourself to say your promise three different ways, as long as it's clear, that's okay. But focus on the clarity, not the creativity. Okay. So those are three ways that I would say diagnose yourself. And look, it's 2026. I know people love to self-diagnose. So if you're thinking, you know what? I don't know that that really applies to me. Apply those three criteria to your business and come back to me and let me know if your promise doesn't need some work or that it could be tightened. And look, here's another thing that I'll just put out there. For a lot of you, especially if you've been doing what you do for a long time, chances are your business has evolved a little bit. Your clients have evolved a little bit. You probably have made some changes in how you offer your programs. So it might be time to make sure your promise is aligned with all that. Okay. This is why, no matter where you are in business, this is really essential work. And I would really recommend that you do it at least a couple times a year. Okay. All right. So we have worked with several people across the years who have come to us, and they have this beautiful sales page, beautiful retreat, beautiful program, all of it. And they're just not selling like they want to sell. And their sales are down. And they're like, you know, I want to make more money. This is typically what people say. And so one of my first questions is, okay, what do you do? What am I going to get if I work with you? And if they stumble, then I really know what the problem is and why we need to start there. That's why anytime you're working on your business, taking a closer look at your promise is the best place to start. Okay. Here's why we can't see this ourselves. It's almost like when you're reading and you've got your nose pressed up right against the page, you really can't see what's in front of you. Sometimes, you know, when you're driving, okay, let's go back to the car example. Sometimes when you're driving, you can't see like what's right in front of you. Sometimes when you're taking a road trip, you know, we kind of get accustomed to looking for signage and all of that. But when you get used to seeing certain signs like speed limit signs or slow down or caution or whatever, they kind of like just go right past us. The reality is we're too close to our work to be able to see this, which is why having an experienced person be able to help you with this is a very smart investment in your business, okay? It's almost too, think about this, like everybody out there is delivering transformation. Everybody. Everybody's out there talking about, I do constant transformation. I give you complete and total transformation. You get completely transformed when you come to my retreat. Okay, great. Tell me how. Well, we do this. And then again, it's the result going back to, we're going to do a sound bath. We're going to do a yoga class. We're going to practice some breath work. You're going to get away from your day-to-day life and you're going to feel better. And I'm like, okay, that still doesn't tell me what I'm going to get and who I'm going to be. You're not telling me anything about how my life is going to change. You're just describing like a really nice self-care day, if I'm being honest. Okay. Big difference. That's not the same thing as talking about your promise. Okay. Just about everyone out there is talking about transformation, but most people can't name it because they're too close to it. They're inside it. All right. And this is why an outside perspective is invaluable. It's not just nice to have. It's absolutely essential, especially if you're looking at adding something new in your business. All right. So in the next episode, I hope I've given you a lot to think about here, because in our next episode, I'm going to talk about how to apply this. I'm going to bring you some real life examples. We're going to break some down. I'm going to give you the before and the after. And I'm also going to outline what happens when you really figure this out. Okay. When one clear promise powers every single offer that you have, coaching, private coaching, group coaching, memberships, retreats. It's all the same road trip, right? It's just that each one is a different vehicle. I want you to think about that, okay? So it's a same road trip that you're going on. It's just a different experience, right? It's a different container. That's the only thing that should be different about any of these things in your business is the way your clients experience it. But the result is the same, okay? That's always a big shift. When you learn to make that, it's so much easier to figure out what to create, how to build things around your retreats or your private coaching or whatever your signature offer is, if you've got one. And look, if you don't have one, that's okay too. It might just be that your business is built with two or three ways that people can work with you. And maybe you offer all of those throughout the year, okay? So I want you to understand that this can be easy work if you let it be easy work. But when you get the concept of understanding that the road trip is what you're selling here, the experience and the result and who you're going to be, that's much more important than selling the car and the engine itself. So I really want you to sit with that. And next episode, we're going to dive into how to apply all this. Okay. Once you stop selling the engine, everything gets easier. Okay. So that's what I got for you this week. In episode one of Stop Selling the Engine, this is a three-part mini-series designed to help you go deep in your business with your promise and your through line, and most importantly, how it applies to retreats. We'll see you next time, folks, for part two.